living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
All right, so I'm back here with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, author and really the leading fibromyalgia expert. He's written all the best books. And as I mentioned before, he's someone that got me really started in looking at natural medicine. I hate to use the word alternative medicines, but really just an inspiration for me. So I want to welcome you back to the show, Dr. Teitelbaum.
Well, good to be back with you.
So let's get into how you approach this. So here we have, now before we get into your SHINE protocol, let's go into this energy idea of fibromyalgia. Just explain that a little bit more, what you mean by this energy deficit or loss of energy.
Well, just like if on a cold winter night you plug in too many space heaters, you're going to find you trip a circuit breaker. In our body, when we don't have enough energy, either because we have things draining energy or we can't make it, the area that uses the most energy for its size goes offline first, and that area is called the hypothalamus. That control center controls sleep, which is why you can't sleep, controls hormone function. So across the board, hormones will be down, tests will be normal, but the levels will be low. It controls temperature regulation and blood pressure, pulse, and sweating, and gut function. That's all on that one circuit. And then, in addition, when muscles don't have energy, they're like a spring. If you've been gardening all day or working out, your muscles don't go loose and limp. They go tight when they don't have energy. So the low energy causes tight muscles, which triggers widespread pain. And then the chronic pain triggers what's called brain pain or central sensitization. So anything that causes energy crisis, whether it's infections would be common. I had, when I came down with the chronic fatigue syndrome for a while, I had it after what I call the drop-dead flu. It was a nasty viral infection. You can see it after pregnancy injuries. You can see it from autoimmune diseases like lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, candida, common problem, thyroid problems. Any of a host of issues can trigger people to essentially blow a fuse, trip a circuit breaker.
Well, so when you, like in your case where you had the viral infection, now in most cases, I guess people do rebound. I mean, they may have that energy crisis initially, but they rebound. But in a smaller percent of people like yourself, that energy crisis remains chronic? Like you just weren't able to rebound and get the energy levels back up?
Yeah, when you trip the circuit breaker, because of the lack of sleep and some other problems, it's hard for the body to right itself on its own in many cases. You have to use what you call the SHINE protocol to restore energy production. It's just like if you unplug the space heaters, doesn't mean the circuit breaker is going to go back on by itself. So right. By the time people have triggered fibro or CFS, they usually need help to turn the circuit breaker back on.
And what a perfect lead into your SHINE protocol, right? So let's talk about what SHINE stands for first. What is that an acronym for?
Sleep. So you need to give sleep support, and it's going to be a mix of natural and prescription sleep aids, hormonal support. Virtually everybody needs thyroid hormone for this disease, regardless of whether the tests are technically normal or not. The tests are unreliable. Adrenal support, bioidentical hormone support. So the H would be hormones. I would be infections. Candida is a big one, but viral infections, Lyme, and a host of other infections can trigger. And is nutritional support. I like simple things. There's a vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System. Our study showed that ribose increased energy an average of 61% after 3 weeks. So by people doing a scoop of ribose in the morning, a scoop of the vitamin powder, and taking one Vect Omega for the fish oil support, they're getting basically 40 pills equivalent of stuff and one drink and one pill. It makes it really easy to give nutritional support. You want to increase salt, you want to cut down water, you want to increase protein intake. So you want to increase water, you want to cut down sugar. And then E is for exercise as able. If you exercise too much, you're going to land up bedridden for 2 days. But if you don't do enough, you're going to decondition. So do a walking program to the degree that it feels good tired after and better the next day. When you do those, it's interesting. Our study showed that 50% of people by the end of 3 months no longer had enough pain to even qualify as having fibromyalgia. It basically was gone. And let's talk about pain for a minute, because it's critical for people to realize pain is not an outside enemy or an invader. This illness isn't an outside enemy either. It's a defensive mechanism on your body's part. Pain is like the oil light on your body's dashboard, saying something desperately needs attention. If you give your body what it needs, the pain goes away. It's like putting oil in the car. The oil light goes out. So shine will often make the pain go away. And when it doesn't, and even while you're waiting for it to start working, there are natural remedies for pain in general. I've treated over 3,000 people with severe chronic pain who have failed pain centers and the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And, and there's a treatment mix called Curamin, which is a pain relief miracle. It's a mix of curcumin, boswellia, DLP, and nattokinase, combined with a topical called Comfrey. Those two together work brilliantly. I'll add N-Pain. The medications Ultram and Neurontin are cheap and be very effective. I'm going to say straight out, Dr. Mike, in the 3,000 people with severe chronic pain I've treated, I can count on my fingers how many who've not been able to get pain-free or good, solid, adequate pain relief.
And that's before Shine, before your total protocol maybe had a chance to kick in, because ultimately your approach is really going to, it's not just a Band-Aid. Ultimately, you're going to relieve the pain because you're dealing with the hormones, the nutrition, the energy, all that kind of stuff, right?
Absolutely. And when you put oil in the car, the oil light goes off. When you treat sleep, hormones, infection, inflammation, impingement, nutrition, exercise, pain goes away in general. And different pains are like different warning lights. Migraines need different treatments than fibro, for example. But in my book, Pain-Free 1-2-3, you give the body what it needs, the pain goes away.
Let me ask you, I'm going to ask one more question about the pain, then I'm going to move on to the hormone part. Do you use tart cherry extract in your practice? Have you found that to be helpful?
The N-Pain mix, which is willow bark, boswellia, and cherry, is also very helpful, especially for inflammatory pain. So I would combine the curamin and N-Pain together for that.
Okay, gotcha. So you're doing more, you don't just isolate one nutrient, you're doing these formulas. That have been shown to work. Let's go back to the hormones. So you mentioned everybody needs thyroid when it comes to fibromyalgia.
Yes, and the way that you tell if you're low thyroid is tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant. That's basically, those are the symptoms of fibromyalgia as well. And the blood tests are horribly unreliable. I mean, they're almost scarily so. So you treat the person based on symptoms, unless your free T4 blood test. The TSH is an utter piece of garbage test.
Right.
It should be banned, and you know, for the way that's being used now. But the free T4, unless it's in the upper 20th percentile, that person probably deserves a trial of bioidentical natural thyroid by prescription.
And any other hormones you like to use with that? Do you use DHEA, for instance? People always ask about, human growth hormone. Do you incorporate those at all?
I'll use DHEA. I will give adrenal stress end, which is awesome for adrenal support. I will give low-dose Cortef, up to 20 milligrams is pretty safe. I don't use growth hormone much. I like to raise growth hormone through exercise and sex and sleep. Those two things raise growth hormone. So I'm going to save growth hormone for a smaller percent of the population.
And now, let me ask you about the
testosterone.
Right, okay. All right. And the key thing there is the bioidentical component of that. What about, as I mentioned at the beginning, I learned a lot about adaptogenic herbs from you. Do you use those types of herbs in your protocol here?
Absolutely. When you're looking at things like ginseng, there's a host of things. Rhodiola can be very helpful. But ginseng is a really nice adaptogen for the adrenal. I like to use glandulars and licorice. The licorice helps to balance. So I'm going to use a lot of herbs in general. The adaptogens are one subset of that. The adaptogens restore balance, where other herbals will just help move things in a specific direction. So absolutely. Right. Absolutely, will be
so. If my listeners, if they're having some of these symptoms, low energy, sleep issues, they should go check out Dr. Teitelbaum and endfatigue.com and take that energy analysis and get started on the right pathway to feeling better. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.